נו, ועכשיו?
And now?
כן.
Yes.
שלום חברים.
Hello, friends.
כמו שאתם יודעים, יש לנו היום...
As you know, we have a special thing today. We're beginning our grouping together. Trying to bring ourselves together. I can't overestimate the importance of this importance. I can only talk about the importance of our preparation, what we should all demand of this act. That is why we have until the evening to prepare ourselves properly. I just want to say a few technical things so that there won't be any questions. First of all, we need a few people at 3 p.m. to prepare the food. So if there are people, please raise your hands. All right, so come at 3 here to the kitchen. Now, today we're leaving, we're going to Chamei Yoav, which are hot springs. Our bosses will start leaving from 5:30 onward. There'll be three, maybe four buses. The first bus will come at 5 and will leave at 5:30. As soon as it is filled up, it leaves. The last bus leaves at 7. So people know when to come. Take with you bathing suits, towels, and some plastic shoes or something. Before we leave, we'll have something to eat. We'll have a big meal there at Chamei Yoav. We'll have it before we go back to the center. Now, in every bus there will be a person in charge. We'll also take money for the trip. Right now the price is 60 shekels. People in charge are Ariel, me, and the last bus will be Malkiel. If we need another bus, then Eli Vinakur will be in charge. And in every bus there will be a person in charge of the spirits, which will be Itzik, David Chayal, Kola, and if we need another bus, then it will be Simeon Vinakur. We'll watch the TV program that was broadcasted on the Karma channel TV, the TV channel. It's a lesson of Rav, and we might be able to see something from Kiev too, from the Congress. We'll come back here at about 11 p.m. We'll go straight to sleep in the center here and then get up early in the morning on time for lesson. So after the lesson we'll have breakfast and then we'll rest, and then we'll continue our day with a picnic, and then we'll come back here and have some work to do, books to move, and then we'll have a festive supper at 6, and at 7 we'll have a special lesson with Rav, also on a special topic, so prepare yourselves for this. And also there will be many, many new people. So you know that new people need attention and warmth. And the L'chaims should also be prepared in advance, strong ones, good ones. Moshe will say who speaks and what. Who toasts and what. So, may we succeed, may we have a good... Those who sleep here, you know what you need. You need a pillow and a blanket or something. You get a mattress. Well, if not, you have the floor. What do you need for sleep?
So,
all right.
Do they
even know what it's about overseas? You told them? No, they don't know. They don't know. All right. So I want to tell all the groups. He asked if I'm translating. So Rav is saying that Bnei Baruch decided on a huge enterprise that's for all the groups in Israel, especially for beginners and new ones who have been coming lately. So this huge, immense group will be maybe 200 men. Is going out to the hot springs called Chamei Yoav. These are, you know, bubbling waters from the ground. Nice. Well, it's a nice place. And we'll be there tonight. We'll go there by buses. And then eat there. Well, of course, it's all, there's a big bonding there, the food, the travels. We come back here together. All the participants will sleep here at the center. We'll get up for the morning lesson at 2 something, for the morning lesson at 3, and then be at the lesson, and then have lunch together. You'll be able to participate in that, in the broadcast. And then we'll have some rest, and then we'll go to a picnic at a park not far from here. We'll play some games, I don't know, soccer, basketball, have a barbecue, something. And we'll come back here to the center. Then there are some general works that we have to finish up here. We're moving the book warehouse and some other things we have to do. And then we'll have a big meal from 6 to 7. At 7, we'll have a general lesson. So tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Israel time, we'll have a lesson, a special lesson. They say that it's special with the Rav. Well, I would say every lesson with the Rav is special. But, all right. And then we don't continue to Friday and Saturday? Of course, Friday and Saturday are not canceled. Everyone stays here to sleep and get up at 3 a.m. for the morning lesson and continue the lesson on Friday. And the rest of the Fridays, well, on Fridays we always have works here and assemblies and gatherings. This whole mechanism and system works here. There are all kinds of meetings and whatnot here. And then begins the usual Shabbat, which you already know. So we'll have a huge, a very long weekend, and let's hope that, especially by coming together with the new ones, we'll unite the group and bond the parts of the Kli. And as much as we can connect among ourselves, that will increase the power of the Kli, like in that explosion. The more we pressure the substance, the more energy will be released from within. Our critical mass is not critical mass by head numbers. It's a qualitative mass. So we hope that the world Kli too will somehow participate with us, at least by having a meal, if you can, on Thursday evening, according to our time, Israel time, and be with us in the broadcast, if you can, be with us this way, then bond with us, and be with us, and sit with us, and be with us, watch my lesson from 7 p.m. Israel time. It might be an extended might be a little longer than usual, this lesson. So you'll be able to participate in it. continue these things along with the meal if possible. And the rest is as usual. Now, what I'm not organized with. I have a message. In addition to the joyous occasions, this Shabbat, the young group has been invited. So let's prepare ourselves for that too. So during this Shabbat, the young group will be with us. Oh, wow. How many are they? How many people are there? How many will actually come? Up to 20. 20 new people. We have to give them attention and make them feel comfortable and answer their questions and show. Yes. There's a question about tonight. Can you... First of all, there are questions. People call me about what they should do if they have a problem at work. I give you the exact same answer as I heard from Rabash. If a person cannot get out of it because that will risk your job, then you do not go. Don't take chances. My boss says either you go and you go home, or you stay and you stay at this job. Yes? So in that case, you have to stay. You have to stay. It's an order. It's a Kabbalistic order. It's an order of Kabbalists. Only if you can get out of it. I don't know, maybe afterwards you'll have to do overtime. I don't know, work nights. It doesn't matter. That's a reward. That's in return. That's the question of how much it is important for you to go. But do not do it at all costs. If you lose your job, don't do that. The same applies for those who are in the army. I don't care what happens afterwards. No. You are now in a different authority. You have to. Army is 24 hours, so you have to be there. You are forbidden to run away from there. That escape doesn't promote you to Kedusha. You can only run away from home. That's what Hasidim did every time. They would run away from home and disappear for a week. Yes, Tion, yes. So, what other questions? We know that we study together, we spend time together, but every time we go on a trip or something unusual, it's something that we lack something to concentrate on. Us is right. When you go out to the world, even though you're 200 people and four buses and everything, it is already very difficult to keep concentration, to maintain it. The world is around you, surrounds you, and that instills a different spirit because you're used to being in the same places or same movements in a different thought in these places, in different situations. So here, you go into a special pattern, and there you're in a different pattern. So what should we do? Be focused. Concentrate. Feel each other more. And then if you can't, the others will operate on you. And then you'll be able to go through many situations and sort them out. And that'll be good. I would say we have to try and, as you are here, have the same inner sensation wherever you are. The same inner sensation. Maintain it wherever you are. I remember how I tried to do it with Sobash. You want to not feel that you are in a different place. You understand? Yes. But there's an expectation, you know, when we go out. Yes, we do something together, but it's, yes, we're going somewhere. we're going out to a hot springs, there's a pool there, you know. Try and robe these exterior acts with something more interior. Try to do that. It's not simple. It might limit you in your outer acts, yes? You don't do it for fun, yes? For the body. But if you continue without anybody else feeling it, yes, if you can continue the inner desires and the outer joy, you'll find that you are divided into layers, into parts, and that's a good thing to study, to learn. It has to be there. But just be careful not to be serious and ruin everybody else's mood with your righteousness, with your... suddenly you have intentions, you say, guys, wait a minute, I have to meditate, I don't know. Don't do that. As Rabbi says about Yeshivat Chavarim, inside there's a burning fire, on the outside, joy and... maybe you'd be a bit of a clown. You have to do that. Start acting it. All right.